Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. And thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight to the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute empowerment, you're going to be encouraged in your walk of faith and the process of that walk, even in the Word of God and how we apply the Word of God to grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And as we grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, and faith to faith, because we are now allowing the word that we have been taught, that knowledge that we have, that understanding that we have, to be the application that makes us bear fruit, because we're trusting God, believing his word, walking obediently by faith, and applying what we know to be the truth. And as we do, we bear much fruit, so someone else's life can be touched, someone else's life can be healed, delivered, set free, someone can be encouraged in their walk of faith, and even come to know Jesus by our overcoming testimony in the Lord. We are those who have been called by God, chosen by him for his purpose, and it's amazing because when God chooses an individual, a tribe, a nation, or a family for his glory, he gets the glory out of them, and his will is being done. This is their process, the process like Abraham. We're on a continual walk, going to the place where God has called us to, being changed, and as he does, he's glorified through us, and many people's lives see and know the Lord through us. We've been studying the book of Proverbs, going back to that book again to just begin to hear what God has to say. This book is a book that's full of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for every situation that you would ever face in life. It is this book that God has downloaded into Solomon's spirit, and he wrote about it so that we would know how to act and be skillful in all situations. And many of us can testify that we have not always been skilled in problem solving and handling situations and even dealing with contentious people. We have not always known what to say and how to act and what to do, but by reading this book and applying this word, this life, or this truth, like we do all the Bible, we're going to be able to understand how to be wise and handle things skillfully and acting in a way that God is glorified because of his wisdom. We've been talking about dealing with difficult people, and dealing with difficult people and has to do with a lot with looking at yourself. We said yesterday that you've got to understand that there's sometimes people act or react in situations because of insecurities, past mistakes or hurts or unhealed part of their lives. And so they can sometimes be intimidated by us. They can sometimes feel threatened or they're just jealous. And in that process, they lash out at us and they do things or say things that causes us to react. But we've got to learn how to react in a godly fashion, not only that, but ask the Holy Spirit to allow us to discern really what the root of a problem is. I like knowing the root of a thing because when you know the root of a problem or issue or circumstance or why someone acts the way they do, you're able to handle them better because you see the root. And you can deal with them knowing that the root of what is causing their reaction. And as you observe them, you'll be able to even be able to help them by showing them what they need to know, showing them love and compassion until they're really able to deal with the issue, the root of that problem, and get healed. Because the Lord does not allow us, doesn't want us to stay in a place of being unhealed, undelivered in our lives. He wants us to continue to move in the place of wholeness, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. And we have to understand that God wants to deal with every area of our life, not just some areas, but every area of our life, the holistic us, and bring us to a place where we look like him, exemplify him, and the world sees him in every area. We have an overcoming testimony about the weapon that was formed, but it could never prosper. We'll be able to tell them about how God delivered and set free and how they can be delivered and set free as well. So our dealing a lot of times has to do with us. It has to do with our position, our mindset, our heart, our posture, our yes and submission to the will of God. Because when you start dealing with someone who's going after you continually, your flesh will get it, eventually will get involved because you get tired of the nagging, the pushing, the insult, the behavior, conduct of people. And so we have to always remind ourselves that, you know, even though they're pushing us, we find strength in our weakness when we run to the Lord, because that might be your test. This individual might be the test It might be the test for the next place or the position or a promotion that God has for you. And as you deal with this situation, God himself causes us to prosper and grow and mature in that area. He helps us stretch ourselves and understand how it is to take offense, because Christ took it for us. And so we identify in a small way with something that the Lord has gone through, and in that process we grow and become more like him. Forgiveness is part of us dealing with difficult people. That's the posture we have to take, our heart of forgiveness, our posture of forgiveness. James 5 and 9 says, don't grumble against each other, brothers, or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. And what we have to understand that those who refuse to forgive and those who refuse to submit to the will of God, then you're asking for a reward of judgment. You're asking for God to judge you because you're not doing it his way. You're doing it another way. And you have to understand that anytime you start walking in unforgiveness and offense, you are causing a wall to be built. You are causing something to happen within your heart to change you and in your mind, your character. And it changes you not for better, but worse. And God lets us understand we're not supposed to go back and pick up what he's delivered us from. We're not supposed to go back and make a lie of the things that he set us free from. If you know that you've been walking in forgiveness and now you're at a place where you're allowing unforgiveness to come in your heart, you're picking up something that God has already healed you from, delivered you from, and you're telling that thing you can live because I choose my way and not God's way. I want my will and my way, and I want that to be the thing that people understand. I'm not bending this time. I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to back down. I'm tired of looking like the doormat. But you have to understand, when you look like you're the weakest because of forgiveness, that's when you're really the strongest. Because God was, he looked weak on the cross. He looked like he was at his weakest point on the cross, but that was the strongest point because he was showing discipline and self-control and love and forgiveness and compassion and mercy. Everything that he gave us, he was showing it on the cross right there, looking down at his enemies, looking down at those who didn't understand and didn't see and didn't know and couldn't identify who he was, but he was paying the price for us. So the Bible lets us understand when we refuse to forgive, we're asking for judgment. We're asking for God to judge us. And I said yesterday that the Word of God lets us understand that if we don't forgive, our sins won't be forgiven. God won't forgive us. And I don't know about you, I need the forgiveness of the Lord. And, you know, the conquering heart of a person who is a forgiver is not someone who doesn't understand what it is to be wounded. And it's not someone that's saying, I'm going to go and just grab this enemy and just love this enemy and just put this enemy back in a place of trust. It means that you allow that person, because you do feel, you feel what they've done, but you allow that person to understand you've forgiven them, you've released them, you've let them go. You're not asking, taking vengeance in your own hand, but you're trusting God to do what needs to be done. Throughout the Bible, we see people all the time who have gone through certain things, and forgiveness was part of their victory. It was part of what they went through. It was part of them overcoming. They had to forgive and let go of someone who injured, who hurt them. David was a prime example. All throughout David's life, he had to forgive. When Saul was attacking him for no reason at all, he had to forgive Saul. He had to forgive Saul, and this attack went on for 17 years. He had to forgive him. He had to allow God to deal with who he was and deal with the one who after he became saved. He had to deal with those out there because they weren't his name. He had to deal with his and those who So
off.
First Peter 3:9 says,
make it a habit.
God can and let's do.
Be blessed.